Wouldn't miss it for the world. We exchanged a smile, and as I rounded the corner, a low-sounding woof caused me to stop. A stocky bulldog who came strutting out of the pet store.
"Quiet, bandit,"
his owner, sporting a UGA sweatshirt, said.
"He isn't dangerous, just likes attention."
I let out a little chuckle as I bent and pet the little guy on the head. He rewarded me with a sloppy lick to the hand. I hadn't realized these dogs were so slobbery. Cute, but slobbery. I held my hand away from my body as I rose. The gentleman laughed, and the two carried on toward his car.
"Go, dogs!"
"Yeah,
go, dogs!"
I dug through my bag with my clean hand, extracted a couple of tissues and my hand sanitizer, and began cleaning up. As I strolled toward the coffee shop to pick up an order I'd placed, I spied my friend Rosa Landry, her arms laden with large boxes from Noble's Coffee Company, stacked atop each other. She spotted me at the exact same time.
"Evening, Lila."
"Hey, I'm surprised to see you. Are those—"
"Yes, they're yours.
I was in the coffee shop and the barista mentioned they had an order for the Jane Doe's Book Club, since I'm the one who usually picks them up."
"Ah."
Tonight, my book club would be having our monthly meeting. Our club had grown to a dozen consistent members since last year. Our core group of three hosted and scheduled the meetings. Some months, if we had a special speaker like a mystery writer or a Georgia Bureau of Investigation investigator, or we were watching a popular docu-series, we had close to 20 or more in attendance. Utilizing one of the library's conference rooms had become a necessity. After we hosted a retired special investigator from Atlanta who discussed the ins and outs of investigations in reference to John and Jane Doe's, a special interest to our group, we'd been nameless, oscillating between a couple of ideas. True crime stories always intrigued the club. Because of our deep interest in such cases, it only seemed natural to our founding members that we should be dubbed the Jane Doe's. And hosting special guests became infinitely easier when I started dating Special Agent Brad Jones. We met last year while working together on a Jane Doe case, my first case as a PI in training, and it had ignited something in me that solidified my desire to work in the field professionally. Brad and I had been seeing each other casually for several months now. He was in his late 30s with thick black hair cut close to his scalp, a sharp nose, and eyes a little closer together than average. He wasn't what you'd call traditionally handsome, but I found him immensely appealing. "I was just on my way to pick it up." I adjusted my purse and briefcase strap to my other shoulder and took the top box from her.
"I figured," she smiled gratefully. The scent of pumpkin muffins wafted up from the box.
"My favorites."
"But I knew you wouldn't be getting off work till about now, and I thought I'd save you the block walk." "That was thoughtful, but—"
I furrowed my brow, bothered I'd missed the schedule change.
"I was under the impression you had to work tonight."
Rosa nodded.
"I do. I've got my uniform in the car."
Rosa was a Jane Doe club member who felt like she'd always been part of the group. Originally from Baton Rouge, she moved here after her Afghanistan tour and worked as the Sweet Mountain Police Department's desk sergeant. Unlike some of our other new recruits who were sporadic in attendance, she'd gone all in on day one, which we'd learned was her personality. She was an all-or-nothing type of gal.
"That was so kind of you. Thank you. I'm parked around the corner."
We started for my car.
"No big. It was on my way. I had already put the freshly ground coffee beans and a mixture of tea bags in my car. I'm just across the street."
"Wow, you are on it." Rosa grinned.
"I try. Did you see the new brewery is having their grand opening during the pub crawl?"
Rosa motioned over her shoulder with a head bob.
"No, that's excellent."
A flurry of activity buzzed around the new microbrewery at the corner of East Cherokee and Bower. They were opening in the newly renovated historical building.